Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Friday edition of In Case You Missed It. All right, so the first thing that you may have missed was today's completely random fact.
All right, let's have it.
Walt Disney's last words.
Mm-hmm.
Can you possibly guess what Walt Disney's last words were? I can guarantee you can't.
I love y'all.
No. Mm-mm. Walt Disney's last words were Kurt Russell, the actor.
That was his. That was the last thing that man said?
Walt Disney, the Mr. Disney. His last words were Kurt Russell. I guess he just watched Captain Ron, maybe.
My goodness. I just see a family full of people around,
right.
You know, saying, stay with us.
I mean, how
stay with us.
How
don't
terrible
fade.
Would that be?
Kurt Russell.
You're Walt Disney's son or daughter, and you're there, oh, Dad, I love you so much. Kurt Russell. That's awful.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
What celebrity name would you, if your last words had to be a celebrity, like it had to be an actor or somebody in music, and you just wanted to perplex everybody for the rest of time, like Walt Disney has,
and
who would it be?
I'm on my deathbed. Patrick Swayze.
Sam Elliott.
Chuck Norris. Rambo.
Yeah. Pam Anderson. Oh, he's probably running slow-mo toward the light.
Don't drift away. Pam Anderson. Baywatch.
We also talked about if Halloween was even a real holiday, because there's, the banks are still open. You still get mail. You still got to go to work. And then we ask you to tell us about if you had your own personal holiday, how would you celebrate it on Facebook? Thanks for all the great comments and calls.
Hey, Jason, Tony, here's my holiday.
Oh, I can't wait. Mike. What is it?
It's called Mike's Giving.
Uh-huh.
All my exes has got to come to my house and pay back all the money they have cost me and bring me an olive branch, because I figured it up. Well over $100,000 all up together. Well over $100,000.
Well, Mike, with as many ex-wives as I imagine that you have, that'd be a pretty good-sized line. You're going to have to file for a parade permit.
You're probably right.
I love you, Mike.
All right, what would yours be?
Fishing only.
What?
Fishing only. You can't be on the lake if you're just a sports ride. You got to be fishing only.
Ah, just a fish only.
Oh, fishing only. Yeah. So you can't be on the lake skiing or tubing or cooking out on a pontoon or anything like that.
Nope. If you ain't on the lake fishing, you shouldn't be on the lake.
Your holiday sucks, man.
Foster.
That's one of those.
You're one of those. Don't shake my boat. That's no wake zone.
Yeah, it's
guys,
always a
you?
No wake zone around Foster, apparently.
You know what really irritates me is when they got the whole lake and they'll ride within 50 feet of you every time.
These kids and their jet skis.
And their hair and their clothes and they're breathing in and out.
Their fun and their frivolity.
Get off my lake.
I know what it is. You fellas just like going there and watching the bikinis.
You could have added that to your holiday, Foster, and make it a million times better.
Yeah, but it wouldn't make it no fun.
Foster wants to catch fish.
Oh, well, all right. Hey, man, good holiday. Thanks for calling.
Have a good day.
See you, dude. Tony worked hard to provide you with a brand new word of the day.
And he did.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Dandelion. A dandelion is what you call a dandelion after someone kicks the white fuzz off of it. Dandelion.
That's Tony's word of the day.
And a new pump-up speech for all the boys playing high school football tonight, or maybe you just need it for your work.
Okay, you padded pit bulls, gather around. Hey, y'all in the locker room, remember to tell somebody if we're out of TP. If you see a pal stranded over there, toss him a roll. When y'all run this to Jason? First off, I just want to say you've come a long way, man. And I don't mean just points on the board. This game is more than points on a board. In the Oscar-winning movie Roadhouse, Dalton gets paid a lot of money to beat up troublemakers at the Double Deuce. But guess what? It wasn't about money to Dalton or points on the board. It's about character building and personal development. He hooked up with a hot nurse, lost his best friend Wade Garrett, and practically saved the community from Brad Wesley. Dalton already had money. He didn't care about points on the board. Men like that are men who get hot nurses. Hot nurses, men. Tonight, I want you to imagine the end zone is full of hot nurses. And trust me, you will put points on that board. Remember, be a good sportsman tonight. Don't chew gum stuck under bleachers. And always wave at your mamas. See you on the field, men.
And a new best country lyric that's never been written.
You're welcome.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
I'm glad it'd be safe to kiss her. Thank God Carrie Underwood ain't my sister.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's Real Good. Every single day we go through a bunch of news stories. We find at least one that's positive and uplifting, and we call it the
Real Good.
I'm a firm believer that 80% of all people are just good people, and the other 20% give the rest of us a bad name.
I believe
you. I'm convinced of that because we meet a lot of people. There's a lot of great people. This is just another example. There's a couple in Fargo, North Dakota named Mike and Jenny Stevens. They opened up a Little Caesars franchise back in 2015.
It'd been open long.
About 2 years ago, they noticed that homeless people kept looking for leftover pizza in their dumpster outside.
Oh, poor people.
So they put up a sign that said anyone who couldn't afford to eat could come in and get some fresh hot pizza free of charge.
What? That is cool.
Their sign in their window said, "You're a human being and worth more than a meal from a dumpster. Please come in during operating hours for a couple of slices of hot pizza and a cup of water at no charge, no questions asked."
Oh, my goodness.
For the last 2 years, they've kept that promise. They've given away over 142,000 slices of pizza, which equals about $70,000 worth of food.
That is amazing.
Sadly, Mike was diagnosed with leukemia. He passed away last year at 66, but Jenny hasn't stopped giving away pizza.
This just keeps just getting prettier and prettier.
She says Mike was extremely passionate about it because it's a small thing that they could do every day to make a big difference for people. And the people there in Fargo are helping them out. Anytime there's change, they just leave it behind the counter to pay for somebody else's slice of pizza. And they've also started the community has started a GoFundMe page called Homeless Shelter Pizza. It just helps them offset some of the cost of serving that pizza.
Just love by the slice. That's what they've handed out right
there.
That is
a great name for that, Tony. That's awesome. To you, Jenny and Mike, y'all are
real good.
That's it for the Friday edition. Hope you have a fantastic weekend. This has been
In Case You Missed It.